Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know we've covered some of this previously, but to Chris's original, and I don't know if we should call it report or, I mean, I get, you know, his kind of opinions on where they are, but I think we'll start here. Should the Cavs listen to offers for both Jarrett and Darius this offseason?
I liked how he phrased it, because the part I was curious the most about was, will you be the type of team that calls up other teams and says, hey, listen, we're thinking about this Darius Garland for Jalen Suggs deal. Can we make this happen, Orlando? Or are you the type of team that'll sit back and if they come to me and I like something, then okay, fine, we can deal with that, but it's not going to be a 80 cents on the dollar type trade. We're not going to seem like we're the ones really desperate to make this move. And so I kind of like that that's the Cavs positioning. They're going to be the ones that sit back and they wait for someone to come to them instead of trying to make something happen.
I mean, the risk in that is it doesn't.
Nothing ever materializes.
Yeah. And so listen, I think the most important thing is if you trade Darius, you can't get 80 cents on the dollar. You have to get full freight for Darius. With Jared Allen, I can understand some. We're going to two pieces make the are worth the whole. Maybe it's 90% of the value instead of 100, right? Darius, he really is. I know he doesn't fit anymore. I know that there's a real conversation there. He still is a tremendous player. And wherever he goes, that he's the one or two option, he's going to be tremendous even further.
I agree with that. I feel like if you're trying to shake it up and everyone knows you're trying to shake it up, you're not going to get the full freight for it. That's why Fedor said Suggs for Garland was one of the deals that he thought would have the framework for it. Jalen Suggs is not anywhere close to Darius Garland, in my opinion, as far as a basketball player is concerned.
He also has more of an injury concern.
Yeah, he didn't even finish last season. He had the injury. He's great.
His hairline's also a real problem.
He's
a 25-year-old. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
You know, I always say never bet on a guy with male pattern baldness when it comes to the NBA. Am I right?
Yeah, we're not judging. We're follically challenged
as well.
And
we're also not going to play in the NBA with good reason.
We're also not dating. Who's he dating? Paige Beckers? Paige Becker?
Who's Haley Van Lith?
Haley Van Lith. Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was not familiar with your game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mac right, was
then.
Right on that. The researcher.
Well,
there was no Google.
If I wasn't Anthony Atlanta.
Obviously. I mean, I did. Mac hasn't been able to put the Sports Illustrated photos of her down yet. The point being is that, great defensive player, you know?
So the Orlando thing just doesn't work for me.
He can score. It's just, I don't find anyone, I can't find a single person that'd be like, Suggs for Garland, let's do it. Like, it doesn't exist. It's 80 cents on the dollar.
Orlando just doesn't work for me, even if they were to say Franz Wagner. Like, I think Franz is more of what you need. He has not been a good enough outside shooter to warrant, like, if...
I thought he had a really good step in his game last year, though. I thought he really made some strides.
Oh, no, he's a really good player. And if he shot 38% from three, I would feel completely different about him. He doesn't. He's about, I think, a 32% three-point shooter last year, if I remember correctly. I just think it makes... There's a part of me that wants Darius... Unless you get, like, a Tyler Hero, unless you get, like, a Desmond Bain, there's a part... Just get... Well, Desmond.
Well, you heard the Minnesota package that he tried throwing out there too, Chris did. And I think Chris is living in the land of what's realistic. Because if you're going to be the person that just kind of takes all the trades coming to you, I think these are going to be the type of offers. The question you got to ask yourself is, do we want to shake it up to shake it up? Or are we going to really try to get the very best package we possibly can?
So I don't hate the McDaniels, DiVincenzo, although I don't love and one of their young guards. I'd prefer Dillingham to Shannon. But I don't hate that package. The fact that they don't have a lot of first rounders to throw in is where, like, if I'm going to give you the best player in the deal and we're going to get a really nice starting forward, a nice role player, you know, 2/3, but wing player, but with playoff experience and a guard with upside who did diddly squat in the NBA last year. I'm going to need some future first so that I can maybe spin those assets forward if I need to. That's the thing I don't love about the Minnesota. I still think
Minnesota would be dangerous with Darius, though. Like, I saw what Chris was doing from Minnesota's perspective. I think that actually be perfect for them.
I get why every one of these teams wants Darius.
Orlando, too. Yeah, same exact thing. I mean, you throw him with Banchero and Wagner, and like that's fantastic.
But can we agree?
As Gus Johnson calls him, Banchero.
Gets me every time. But can we agree, like, I don't want to give Orlando a player that is going to create their big three that's going to put them two steps closer to an NBA title, and then we get, like, a role player with injury problems who has a problematic hairline.
Unless the Cavs view Darius a little bit differently now, unless they just view him as somebody that's always going to just be perpetually injured, and they don't look at it like they're giving Orlando this great piece that we look at it as.
I got to say, I think New Orleans makes the most sense. I think Trey Murphy and Jose Alvarado, who would then become your backup point guard.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's Trey Murphy and...
You liked DeJounte Murray yesterday.
It's funny because the whole point, like most years, you wouldn't get Trey Murphy and DeJounte Murray for Darius Garland and a couple other contracts. The only reason you get that kind of value is because he's coming off an Achilles injury that happened in February. So you would have to sign like a Tyus Jones as your point guard and say, hey, this is your audition. And then when DeJounte Murray comes back, he's going to be the starting point guard.
It feels a little bit like the NFL offseason where you're just kind of like, you know that there's a quarterback that's going to just shake open, kind of like Matthew Stafford was this year. It was like, Matthew Stafford, we did a two-week deal on whether or not it's going to actually materialize or not, but there's always a quarterback or two that just comes out of absolutely nowhere. It feels like, if ever, this NBA offseason is going to be that. There's going to be a couple guys that we haven't talked about because we've talked about some of the same retreads. Cam Johnson comes up with the Cavs every single 3 weeks, it feels like. Yeah. He's once again back in the picture. We get these guys all the time. I feel like there's going to be a couple players that we haven't necessarily thought of or even given credence to their team, given up on them, and that might just be the difference.
I really like New Orleans. I mean, now, granted, I know you do. I've liked that roster for a while because I like Trey Murphy. I like Herb Johnson. Previously, I would have made a deal for Brandon Ingram, for Darius Garland. Like, that wouldn't have stopped me, even though Brandon has his own problems that he comes with, including a massive love for the mid-range. But, like, even beyond that, like, Jordan Hawkins, I think, is a guy that still has talent. Messi, the kid that they got from Baylor, who's a backup center, I'd want him as part of a deal. Like with Minnesota, okay, kind of like their pieces. I don't know any of their guys are a starter here. With New Orleans, they're multiple starters. The Sacramento thing's a non-starter, even though it's out west. But, again, I think if you're trading Darius, I got to send him west because I don't want to see that guy in the playoffs in a situation where they're building around him.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought process because I hadn't considered too much if I need to avoid the East completely with Darius, if I value Darius so much that I need to keep him away from the East. But I see what you're saying in many ways when it comes to Orlando, because I really do think he might just be the piece that Orlando needs to put him over the top.
Like with Miami, all right, if you're going to give us Hero and you get Darius and we get, you know, the kid Hawkins, well, I think we made you stronger in a different way and weaker in another.
Yeah.
With Orlando, if they're keeping Wagner and Banchero, you might just have made them better than you and better than most of the Eastern Conference. And, okay, where are you at?
Yeah.
It puts all the eggs in the basket of, well, and I think Jalen Suggs makes very close to what Darius makes. So, in a way, you're bailing them out of a bad contract. I don't know. Listen, I'm not anti-trading Darius. I think if you can get the right deal, I think that can be the thing that can have you in the finals next year and winning the finals. And I think the Cavs seem to be geared towards, we've got to make this easier for Donovan, and we got to make it easier for Evan. Emphasis on Donovan, though. So if you're going to do that, the easiest way is you can just make the pieces fit around him better and get better shooting and get better toughness defensively. And I think that's attainable with Darius. I don't think it's attainable with Jarrett. I think with Jarrett, you're going to get a really nice potential, maybe six-man or even like a fifth starter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a nice reserve and maybe a pick or two.
Well,
like, I think that's what you're going to get for Jarrett, and I don't think that shakes up the bench at all.
Probably not enough. What I enjoy is the idea that it just in 2 weeks, all of a sudden, we've completely changed the Kobe Altman end-of-season press conference.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter to say. I mean, we said it at the time. We called it out at the time. Like, he's saying all these things. We heard him say things similar in years past that he really loves this core four, and this is going to be the team and move forward. And listen, last year he stuck to that word, but it just felt like this year was going to be a little bit different. Early indications are it's going to be a little bit different.
I think Jarrett, and by the way, it's not just Jarrett or not just Jarrett or Darius. I think it should be both. I think you can, and again, that's going to be massive change around him. Yep, that's fine. That's what next regular season's for. The point is, if you're getting guys ready for that spot, this is how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, Donovan and Mobley are the untouchables. Everything else, we can have a conversation and we can talk about it.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this one. Should the Cavs listen to offers for Darius and Jarrett? And it's something I just realized today. And now I've thought back in history, and all of it annoys me. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.